afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigham. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the PowerHour.com radio show. Fantastic. New network, Rents Network. Feel free over here, to be honest with you. Everybody's been fantastic to work with. Some of the things, our connection, our websites, the players, we're troubleshooting all those gremlins. But actually, Catherine's done a very good job, so I think things are going pretty well. We will have a dedicated player on our website here soon, relatively soon. If you ever have trouble connecting with us, please go to TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStreamLive.com, search the Power Hour, and then you'll see our logo, the lightning bolt TPH, and then click and get the show anytime, 24 hours a day. They've been fantastic, the people over there at TalkStreamLive to work with. So support them, and it's a great way for you to listen anytime, really. TalkStreamLive.com. Our new time, 11 a.m. Central is what it's a little past that now is when we're broadcasting. We made the move for many reasons. One of them is for you. You know, the time we were on, it's just not a good time. It's just not a good time for people. And so now at 11 a.m. Central, 12 Eastern, I think a lot more people are going to be able to listen live, which is exciting. We have a call-in number. Let me give you that call-in number. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You can call in pretty much anytime. We only ask if we have a guest, please be respectful of them and direct their question, to the guest or about what the guest is talking about. So that'd be perfect. You can call anytime. Love to hear from you. I know a lot of you had trouble connecting in with, the other network. And so, Todd and everything, this will be way better, much better. Muy bueno. A lot's going on in the news, obviously, about the bombings in Sri Lanka. We're hearing a lot about the Middle East, about jihadists. What does that mean? What does Sunni mean? These, to most Americans, these are just words. Our next guest, by the way, Brent Johnson is coming in later in the show, so we're going to talk a lot about traffic tickets and common law and those things. It'll be very interesting. So, especially if you have questions for him, please call in. Our guest that we have now, it's François Marjolin. He is a French filmmaker. He graduated from the French Institute of Film. He is well-respected, renowned for his films, many credits to his name from the 80s on up. His new film, Jihadist, goes deep into the heart of the Salafi movement and to reveal the inner workings of extremist Islam. And I've watched some of it, and it's really fascinating. It's in French, and it's got subtitles. And it's fascinating to see the perspective of the people that we're dealing with, the people that it brings them to real life, into your living room, so you can understand them, their ideology. It's fascinating. We're very happy to have François on the Power Hour today. François, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you very much. Nice to hear you. I'm a little sorry because I'm in a place that's a little noisy because I'm in Italy, in Roma, but I think it's okay.
Okay. Well, we'll do our best. Yes, we'll do our best, yes. And we'll go. I think it's very important to have you on. We're honored that you chose to be on the show. I've listened to, watched some of your video, listened to it. I'm fascinated. Why don't you give us a little background about you, François, and why are you making this film at this time?
I'm making this movie 2 years ago because I'm very interested since 25 years about Islamic radical people. I was, for example, the only one to make a movie during the Taliban regime in Afghanistan in 2000, 1 year before September 9/11. So I know these people since a long time, and I wanted to prove that is an ideology, that Salafism is a tendency in Islam who is can be very, very dangerous, like you can see recently in Sri Lanka, but that is an ideology who joined different people in different countries. People that I meet a long time ago in Egypt, that I meet also in Afghanistan, but that I meet also in North Africa, in West Africa, on the more recently in Iraq, in Mosul, because I was also making a documentary during the Battle of Mosul. And it was very important for me to do that because I want to understand what is in the head of these people. I don't want to have a more moral point of view, but to the people to know what they are thinking, because a part of my family was killed during the World War II in Ukraine, during the Shoah by bullets. And it was very important for me to understand why people can try to kill others with no real reason, they can kill old people, they can kill children, they can kill women, they can kill not only military, but all the people. For me, it's like a research that I'm interested to do since like 25 years, and it's one of the reasons I'm a documentarist. I'm making all this movie with all this risk in all these countries.
I was fascinated, your family. I don't know if fascinated is the right word, but I was, very troubled to hear about your family, the Nazi camps in Ukraine. And so that kind of spurred your fascination with Islam or these jihadists. Please explain what made you see that parallel. What makes you so concerned about what's going on there right now?
I'm very concerned about, because I think it's one of the most important problems in the world since like 30 years, and more every year, and maybe more and more since September 9/11, because it's like if it was a war, it's not me I am saying it. It's not a war from the some of the West countries against them, but when you talk with Salafist people, they are saying that they are in it's a war they are making against the people that are not like them. Also, if they are Muslims, it's a war inside Islam. So for me, it's interesting to make documentary about bad people. I'm not interested to make movies about good people. It can be interesting for different people, other people, documentaries than me. But for me, I respect the words of Alfred Hitchcock, who was saying about fiction movies, that more the bad guy is bad, more the film is good. So for me, the same thing in documentary. So I'm very interested to do movies about Taliban in Afghanistan, about I was recently in North Korea. I love to make movies about people who are bad with I don't know, and to know what they have in the head, because I'm optimistic maybe on the humanity, and I want to understand why some people they are so different from us.
Let me ask you this then. Let me interject. In the movie, it shows you make the point about this is not about a country. This is not Iraq declaring war on the United States or on England or France. This is an ideology declaring war. This is a group of people within Islam. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so
Islam, yes.
So
not all the Muslim people, it's a tendency in the Islam, yes.
How big is this group? How big is this group within Islam that is so, aggressive and has this ideology of jihad?
This time, I think it's like between 15. The influence is like 15% or 20% of the Muslim in the Arab countries. Not all in the Arab countries. It's like 25% of the Muslim in the world. In the rest of the Muslim countries, it's less. But it's growing all the time because you okay. see, for example, in Sri Lanka, it was until recently, nobody was really influenced by Salafis. But now there are some people growing all the time. Yes.
Okay, so you say about, from what I gathered, about 15 to 20% of the Muslims in the Arabian countries.
Yes.
Are involved with this yes. type of ideology, correct? 15 to 20%, somewhere around there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And
not all are jihadists, but influenced, yes, by the ideologies.
I don't know if shocked is the word. It was surprised the stark how you see these people and they're talking about things, and it's the transition. Timbuktu. You show a sign at the beginning of your film about Timbuktu, and how Sharia law is enforced in this area. What does Sharia law mean compared to, you know, the American Constitution or most of Western civilization? What does that mean when you say Sharia law is enforced? What does that mean?
What does it mean? Excuse me, I don't know. It was noisy there. If you can repeat your question,
yes.
Excuse me, really.
Sharia law. What does that mean on an everyday yeah. basis? So if people who live under Sharia law, how is that different from what we may live here in America?
But everything is different because everything has the rules for everything. It's forbidden to smoke. I'm not smoking, but for example, my co-director, Lemin Ul Salem, who is Muslim, was smoking. For him, it was very difficult. Drinking is forbidden, evidently. Eat pork is forbidden. But a lot of things also are forbidden. For women, it's impossible to be without a veil. And a lot of things are forbidden for the children in the school. It's impossible to learn things if it's not coming from the Quran. They didn't learn any more mathematics or history or things like that. It's only a religious thing. It's difficult in the hospitals. Also, a woman has to be with a woman, a doctor, and there is no mixity. Everything it's changing is the Sharia law.
So if somebody steals, they get their hand chopped off, correct?
Yes.
We're talking to Francois Mangeline, the director of the film Jihadist. Jihadistfilm.com is the website. You can check out more on this. What should we be concerned, because the attitude towards the people you filmed, I mean, I don't know is that everybody's attitude, but they had the attitude, basically, they're going to take over the world by any form. And jihad is, if you don't convert, basically, they're going to cut your head off. I mean, are these people really that aggressive and really that convicted?
Yes, they are convicted. They have no doubt about everything. So it's very complicated to discuss with them. It's only possible to try to understand what they want, what they are thinking. Because
well, what do they want? Well, what do they want?
They want to convert the rest of the world to to the ideology they have. They want to convert all the people to the Islam because they are thinking the Islam is the ultimate religion. And also, they want to convert all the Muslims who are, for them, not real Muslims, the Shia people, and also the Muslims are not respecting all the rules of this radical Islam. So for them, there is no solution. Outside, there is no tolerance. There is no way outside the respect of the rules very strictly. They refuse the other religion, and they want to convert. For example, me, they wanted to convert me, few people. They don't want to kill me, they wanted to convert me, to convince me, because I was with my co-director, he was Muslim, so for them he was a good Muslim, but for me, they wanted to try to convert me to the Islam. There is no solution outside of that.
So should we be concerned letting these type of immigrants in our country? They've declared war on us. So you're saying 15 to 20% of the people, the Muslims in these Arabic countries, they hate America. They're trying to destroy America, and they want the whole country to convert. That's their stated goal. That's without question. Yes, I mean that's what they want to do. Correct.
No, they don't want to destroy America. They want to be in America. They want to, but they want to change America. They want to change France. They want to change Belgium. They want to change Italy. They want to change all the rest of the world. They are not against everything in the country. They are not against technology. They are not against modernity. They are not. They like the last cell phones. They like love the last shoes, the last computer, the last apps for the telephones.
But they don't want a Christian. So if a Christian church, they don't want any Christian churches in America.
In France, they, recently they make a terror attack in Strasbourg for Christmas because it was a Christmas market and they are against Christmas because it's a Christian holiday. So they are against that, yes. And as you see in Sri Lanka, they make terror attack against the church. They are against music also, for example. They make an attack here against Bataclan in Paris 3 years ago. It was because in Bataclan it's a concert hall, so it was a musician. So they are against music. They are against alcohol. They kill people in the terrace of cafe in Paris because people there were drinking beer or wine.
Francois, have you received a lot of backlash? I went on YouTube to see your trailer and it was completely removed. I mean, no trace of it, just removed. I have a feeling because of the subject of this. Have you received backlash? Have the people you filmed, I mean, do they see you as an enemy now because you've done this film? And what other backlash have you received?
It's very complicated because I know some of them. I have still contact, for example, with the people they were in Tunisia. They can say anything against the film because it's only words of them, so they can say it's not true. It's what they say. So, but they are also not for the film because there is not a propaganda movie. They are making propaganda movie all the time at the time of the Islamic State of ISIS. On the internet, on the if you see these movies, they are absolutely different of our movie because our film is not a propaganda movie. So they don't know really what they have to think about the film. And one thing also help us with them. It's the interdiction. When our film was forbidden in France, because they were very happy of that. They were very happy because they were thinking.
Because why? It was banned. Hold on, Francois. It was banned in France. Why?
Yes. Yes. They banned in France because they say in the government that our film was too much for jihadists. It was crazy, but it was a stupid opinion of one minister in ministry in France. But Salafis were very happy because they were thinking, when we are talking, the others are afraid. and they like that. So they can't be really against us. They are not for us, but not against.
Okay.
So they can
we have a couple minutes,
they
Francois.
They can say the fake news is a fake FEMA.
Okay, I see. We got a couple. Yeah. We got a couple minutes. The last question I want to ask you, our last subject of questions, is ideas are bulletproof, and they have a very strong ideology, and they have a very strong conviction. These people, at least certainly the ones on the film, from what you're telling me, I'm going to have to assume, you know, a significant percentage of the population there. How is this going to go? How can this be stopped? If their stated goal is to basically convert or die to Americans, how can we coexist with this? Is there any way Americans can coexist with these jihadists?
I'm a little pessimistic on that. I don't know how it's possible with real Salafists to have cohabitation, because they don't want to tolerate people that are not like them. I think the only way to do it's maybe to try to convince the people they are interested by this ideology to come back to something is more tolerant. Because I know, for example, I know a guy, a French guy, who was in Guantanamo. It's a French guy. He was going to Afghanistan in 2000. He was a prisoner in Guantanamo because he was going with his brother in Afghanistan to fight with the Taliban. And at the end, he spent like 5 years in Guantanamo. And at the end, he was...
There's
he was
the music. Really, Francois, last question. Last question. There's the music. Does America's actions in the Middle East, all the murders that we've done, the killing over there that we've done, does that increase the jihadists? Does that make them more?
Yes. No.
Thank you so much, Francois.
Because
God bless you, sir. We got to go. God bless you.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy, and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. So good to be with you. Uncle Kevin's going to be joining us for some news momentarily. Welcome to the Power Hour, Uncle Kevin.
It's great to be back, Dan.
I'd like to, it was just hard with Francois. I really was interested in this film, jihadistfilm.com. A lot of interesting questions. I want to get into America's involvement over there, what that has done to people's opinions. I mean, if somebody came in my country and was bombing different things, I may be a jihadist too. You know, I may have a vendetta against us people too. Very interesting. He was in a cafe and I still don't know why his film was banned in France. I really couldn't understand it, but
it was a little awkward.
The film is worth seeing.
Mm-hmm. But not the interview.
But not the interview. Yeah. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. You just had to go. And we had trouble connecting. Anyway, thepowermall.com. You know, that's where all the great products that we have to help and bless your life. 10% off Numana Food. 10% off Sherry Rogers products. The Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail. You want a simple way to detox every day? Look, two things cause disease pretty much. Only two things, toxins and lack of nutrition. Well, how are you going to get the toxins out of your body? How are you going to do that? How are you going to get the nutrition? These are important questions as your health goes forward. And if you've learned nothing on this show, I hope that you've learned that your health is your responsibility. And we give you tools and information to do that. Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail at the Power Mall. The phosphatidylcholine, the non-GMO, the powdered form, just like Sherry recommends. Very good. Take it with the cod liver oil. Take them together. Get the Carlson's in the glass if you can. Good health naturally. The lipoic acid, the alpha lipoic acid, R. Not the full that you don't want. You want the R and then the vitamin E, the full spectrum vitamin E. Just like Dr. Rogers talked about, curcumin, essential digestive, the Sera enzymes, the vitamin D3. These are all very important things. The lithium orate in the lithium balance, the krill miracle, all these things on sale at the Power Mall. Of course, many other great products, Strauss Heart Drops, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your purchases. Thank you for your support. Obviously, as we transition, things are changing here and we're going in not a different direction. That's a wrong word. We're just supercharging this whole thing. So this transition to a new network, the way we're doing things at the Power Mall, taking things more in house, it's going to be better service to you. Just stay with us and this is going to be much better. This is going to be much better for you and we'll be sharper in this, I feel a little better. At least my voice doesn't feel froggy. I didn't wake up at 5:40 in the morning like I did yesterday. You know how when you got to be somewhere early in the morning? And it's not early, but believe me, for my routine, I had a routine. 3 o'clock in the afternoon was that's set anyway.
Same here.
And so now it's 11. Lack of sleep. It might as well be early in the morning.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's very good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Also, any stations that you're listening to, a lot of stations, we don't even know all the stations are playing us. And we thank you out there that are. We don't even know them all. So if you're listening or have been listening on those stations and can't hear us anymore, well, one, I don't know how you're hearing me now, but maybe you're listening to the replay. I don't know. But get the word out and let us know. Give us a call so we can connect with them and get them hooked up and really spread this and help the footprint of the show, because it's very important. We're worth your time. We're worth your effort. We're worth your prayers, your donations, your purchases, because this is your show. Independent media. Independent media. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen, the power of that. This is your voice. And we really appreciate you. God bless you. 877-817-9829. Okay, getting to the Brent Johnson's going to join us at the top of the hour. So if you have any questions for him, please email us at support@powerhournation.com. support@powerhournation.com. Of course, you can call in 844-769-2944. And if you're listening live, you know, we had a lot of problems with live call-in on the other network, so please give us a shout. 844-769-2944. That's one of the things we missed when GCN changed our times over there and all that. So, please give us a shout. Yeah. Great to hear from you. Uncle Kevin, let's start with some news. You got a news story right off the top that we should go with.
Yeah. Tom Fitton, you know him of Judicial Watch.
For Judicial Watch. Yeah. Of course.
He said something very interesting a couple of days ago. He said that President Trump is a crime victim, and he was illegally targeted by the Obama administration and later by the deep state. And he should march over to the DOJ and file a criminal complaint against the both of them.
Well, that would make it hard for them to ignore it. The DOJ can't ignore. You can't ignore a criminal. When somebody files a criminal complaint, at least by law, constitutional law, they shouldn't be able to.
Yeah, and if he loses in 2020, they're not going to put it underneath, you know, shove it underneath the shelf.
What do you mean?
Do away with it.
What do you mean if he loses?
Loses the president.
Oh, right. Right, because the complaint will still be there. Win or lose.
No matter how long they delay it.
They got to count for the
still there.
The complaint.
Right.
We're seeing news out of the British Empire or whatever, United Kingdom, that their intelligence community was working hard against Trump. That story is
breaking. And Australia.
The crown, whatever that is, I don't know what that's called. Protectorate of the crown. I don't know. Canada, whatever they're doing too. I don't know. Put that with, I talked to Daniel Esslin this morning. We're going to be putting
out. Oh, love Daniel.
Yes. He's going to be on, the end of this week. Drum Corsi and Catherine Austin Fitz will be here. So those will be a
Drum Corsi's coming back too?
Absolutely.
Oh, we like him.
Absolutely.
Too. He stood up.
He did, you know, in the face.
Big time. He did not fold.
And thanks for George Papadopoulos hit what he saw, what he went through. I think that gave him
a
some
nightmare. Yeah, nightmare.
Really, all those people, Flynn, him, and Corsi. Anyway, talk to Daniel Esslin. He's going to be doing a press release. We're going to get that out about his interview. If you remember his interview where he discussed Mexico, four former presidents of Mexico, Fox, Pinedo, Salinas, I can't remember the other one. They're involved supposedly with the biggest La Crucis, the almost two century old concrete company there, filtering $1 billion slush fund to now come after and attack not only President Trump, but the new president of Mexico, that apparently, despite his leanings, is truly against this international banker community.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
And Daniel sees an opportunity for Mexico here to work together with America to take advantage of our resources to really help the people. That's the premise. And that these corporations and these former prime ministers have formed $1 billion slush fund.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot. You can buy a lot of YouTube ads with $1 billion.
You can buy a lot of terrorists.
You can buy a lot of
everything
with $1 billion.
And I just heard a little while. Well, they arrested 1,500 immigrants marching up
on the border
in the caravan coming up from
on the border.
1,500 of them they arrested.
We're in a tight spot.
We are in a tight spot.
And the lawlessness, this has to be accounted for. And I'm not saying Trump's a saint, because he's not.
He's not. No,
but these kind of things, the presidency needs to be protected.
He's sort of Saint-ish.
Saint-ish? You think he's Saint-ish? You think he has half a halo over his... The poster that you have on your wall about him, you have half a halo?
My watch.
Has half a halo? There's no question that Trump deserves our support, needs our support on the things, the good things he's doing. We have to support him. I mean, I see that. I believe
that. Yeah, we don't support him. America's done.
Well, I don't never want to think that way, but in those terms, because we have the ultimate power
right here.
But we need to support this transition away from the Federal Reserve banking cartel.
Yeah.
We need to do that.
Got to. They've destroyed America. They robbed the wealth of America.
Yes, and spiritually, always it's just terrible. Was there anything else you want to say about Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch? This is very important.
Hero. He's always filing FOIA requests. Love him.
Okay, so that's where that's going. You had something else you wanted to bring up, or you want to spring some question on me or something?
Something on you. Is the most crime-ridden country in the world right now? Would you guess?
By percentage or by what?
By any means.
I would probably say, just off the top of my head, I would say Mexico.
You are 100% right. Ding, 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 ding. You win the prize.
Wow.
Guess how many people were murdered in the first quarter of this year?
In Mexico.
In Mexico.
Now that I don't know.
8,500.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say like 1,000.
No, 8,500.
Wow.
And the crime, 1 in 3 people in Mexico have been part of a crime.
You mean they've committed a crime or they've been a victim?
A victim of a crime. 1 in 3.
Wow.
It looks like it's Thunder Road, out there.
It's getting that way. Well, 100% of Americans are victims to the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, 100%.
If you want to
say. That's true.
But you're talking about more traditional crime.
Right. Yeah.
We're laughing about crime, but this is serious.
Horrible.
I did not realize that.
I didn't realize that either. That's insane that's.
Well, the next thought that comes to my mind, logically, how can you have a sieve of a border with a country like that and expect that to be go good for us?
It's not. It's not going to go good. They're going to transfer all that crime up here.
Well, let's be optimistic. Okay. Even optimistic side, let's say it chased the good people up here.
Right.
What is that? Then what does Mexico become? And you still have a problem because the borders are still open. Now it's even worse.
Now it's even worse
of a Mad Max situation. Yeah. And so the borders are still open. So whether it's now or, I think later is now anyway. If you say, well, now or later, it's going to be, well, I think later is now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that racist that I don't want that?
No.
Well, that's what they tell me on TV all the time.
Yeah.
Let's transition to Sri Lanka. Anything else you want to talk about that?
That's good.
Okay, let's talk about Sri Lanka for a moment. You know about the bombings there.
Yeah, the death toll's only like almost up to 300, right?
Somewhere around there.
Close to that.
A few hundred more injured. Well, the story out of Al Jazeera, not your enemies, quote unquote. Sri Lanka Muslims fear backlash after blasts. So the Muslim community there, and it's kind of like the interview with Francois, what I was able to get out of them. Let's say 15 to 20% are of this, I don't even like
persuasion.
This ideology, this pretty aggressive, not pretty aggressive, real aggressive ideology. So the rest of the Muslims there are saying, we're not your enemies. Please.
Don't take it out on us.
Don't take it out on us, basically.
Well, you better police them.
Well, that's an even better point.
Yeah. Okay. You don't want us to take it out on you? You better police yourself.
To me, I totally believe this video is very interesting from Francois.
I haven't seen it.
I'm sad that we couldn't interview him, but have a better interview with him because there was really a lot of good discussion points here. But it's insane to me. It's insane. It's insane. I don't want to hear your bleeding heart liberal crap. I don't want to hear it. It is insane when you're talking. Remember Trump's ban on those seven countries of coming in?
Yeah.
It is insane. Insane to let immigrants from those countries just come into our country when 15 to 20% of them want to destroy every church, convert you, or kill you. Literally, I'm not. That's not my words. That's their words, ladies and gentlemen.
And they get on refugee pay.
$5,000 a month. And they go to Minnesota and vote for that, whatever her name
is. $5,000 a month. Who gets $5,000 a month from the government?
Veterans sure don't.
Nope.
Saudi Arabia beheads 37 people for alleged, quote, terrorism-related crimes after sham trials. Saudi Arabia is beheading people.
And two of them. Did you know two of them? They were psychics, or what is that thing when you go get your palm read?
Oh, they're palm readers.
Palm readers. I did not know that.
Well, I think we could do with less palm readers, but I'm not going to cut their heads off.
No. That's insane. Can you imagine that? You're getting hauled off, get your head cut off.
Palm reader.
For reading a fortune tellers. Fortune tellers.
Maybe they gave him a bad fortune.
Exactly.
Or
they picked their pocket while they were getting it and stole their money.
Well, there's a TV show about that, about the gypsies. I don't want to get... I don't want to get into the gypsies. I'm not going to say anything about the gypsies, but just
they got a bad connotation.
Well, they've earned part of it.
Yeah.
Let's just put that
way. When I was a kid... When the gypsies came to our town, everybody was on the phone. The gypsies are here. Bring in your kids.
Bring in your kids?
Yeah.
Don't buy what they're selling?
Don't buy what they're selling because it was,
Well, when I was on the trains in Greece, the gypsies would come on and sell pens and pencils and things like that. And they got such a just absolutely cold reception from everybody. And I kind of, I wanted to give him a quarter, for the whatever. Just, I'll give anybody money.
Yeah, anybody
I see,
you
whatever.
Need.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, if they, especially if they're out there trying to at least sell something.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy I was with, John, said, don't you give them, don't you dare give them a nickel. Don't you dare give them anything. They have.
Did he give a reason?
I don't want to get into
it. Oh, okay. All right.
Let's move on.
Yeah,
churches have become number one target for hate attacks, an average of 105 every single month. Church's number one target. Well, certainly we've seen that, haven't we? China, the good, purveyors of society and openness and freedom that they are.
And lovingness.
Talk about Sharia law. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What do you call what China does? China nominates itself for a leading role in counterterrorism after Sri Lanka. Don't worry, everybody. We'll take care of it. You don't have the technology to deal with this.
We got a backdoor in every chip that you dumb Americans bought.
Yeah, we'll find out where our terrorists are. Don't worry. Chalking tires to enforce parking rules is unconstitutional, court says. That's pretty cool.
That's great. Yeah,
well, think about it. You don't have the right to mark up my car.
No.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
That bit of chalk left on your car's tire by a parking officer is unconstitutional. A federal court ruled earlier this week. Well,
parking fines should be unconstitutional too.
I can see parking because there's so limited space, and I could see that to an extent. I mean, there's
but if you don't pay, you go to jail.
Now that that's
debtor's prison.
I get you.
Okay.
But there has to be some, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's beyond me.
Yeah, I haven't thought. You're asking questions early. It's early. A 3-judge panel took up the case of Allison Taylor, a Michigan woman who received 15 parking tickets during a 3-year feud with a single parking officer. Oh, I imagine how that well. Imagine the attitude of a parking officer.
They come looking for you.
Tabitha Hoskins of the city of Saginaw. Taylor's lawyer argued that the city's physical markings with the chalk, done to note how long a vehicle is parked, amounted to searching without a warrant.
Oh, very good.
It's fantastic. Yeah. They actually used the Bill of Rights.
Wow.
I love, love, love stories like this. Yeah. The Fourth Amendment, a violation of the Fourth Amendment. That's right.
That's
right. And this is in the USA Today. The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel unanimously agreed that the city commences its search on vehicles that are parked legally without probable cause or even much as individualized suspicion of wrongdoing.
You know something?
What?
That might have been one of the judges that Trump appointed.
Well, it's three of them. Maybe he was involved. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. I mean,
I hope so.
I hope something good's
coming
out of
this. Supposedly, they're all constitutionalists. Love it.
Pastors face orders to watch if parents deprive kids of warmth. Okay, this is kind of an odd story out of World Daily. I mean, the title's so odd, you just have to read it, right? California lawmakers are proposing a change in the state's mandated reporters law that require pastors to notify police if they believe pastors are failing to provide enough emotional warmth for their children or attention or normal living experiences.
Well, that's insane.
Their belief, quote unquote.
Yeah, yeah.
So
what are they going to do if they find some perpetrators?
Well, what's a perpetrator? I mean, what does that mean? What does that even mean? See something, say something. Now the pastors, they're going to help put them on the train next. I mean, it sounds like Nazi Germany. Trump heads for an executive privilege showdown with Democrats in Congress as he vows to oppose House efforts to subpoena former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify on the Mueller report.
Yeah, he's fighting them all the way.
He should.
He should.
It's none of their business. I don't care if he did or didn't do. He's got rights. And the lawyer, this lawyer, we don't have lawyer-client privileges anymore in this country.
Man, they should. Phew.
Cher. You know, recently she's
done a 180.
Yeah, she said, maybe L.A. can't handle all these sanctuaries. Maybe we just can't handle all these homeless.
Maybe they were trying to put up a homeless shelter down the road.
Yeah, maybe I don't feel the same. Anyway, she doubles down. Quote, excuse the blank out of me if I don't want murders, rapists, and child molesters to vote. She's like doing the 180 on this.
Great. I hope she gets more Hollywood people to go.
She defended herself from attacks on social media in a series of now deleted tweets after she was criticized for questioning Bernie Sanders' plan to let felons and terrorists vote.
Yeah, come on over to America. While you're here on vacation, here's your voting slip.
Yeah, in between murdering and stealing.
Yeah.
Billions in gold smuggled every year.
We knew that.
Billions of dollars. Well, if they're being stole from Fort Knox is what I really want to know. Billions of dollars worth of gold is being smuggled out of Africa every year through the United Arab Emirates in the Middle East, the gateway to markets in Europe, United States, and beyond. Customs data shows that UAE imported $15 billion worth of gold, more than any other country, and up from $1 billion in 2006. I mean, that's 15 times, 14, 13, 14 times.
I just hope that America's got some gold.
Much of the gold, well, I think we're going to lie about it even if we don't.
Yeah.
Much of the gold was not recorded in the exports of African states, blah, blah, blah. Dozens killed in South Africa, flooding. A lot of floods around the country, even in America, in the Middle East, what have you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, I'm not just saying this. I'm in the food industry.
Be prepared.
I'm just telling you. There's a lot of crop pressures. I don't know how this is going to shake out.
There's a lot of crop.
You don't have to go all the world. America. There is a lot of crop and beef pressures on the middle America right now. So think about the demand of food. Think about any food. You should be prepared anyway. So just think about it. Think about the decisions
just
you're
like
going
to
make.
Like the Boy Scouts. Be prepared.
The Boy Scouts let girls in now.
They do.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Imagine a camping trip. How's that going to work?
Oh, no, that's a bad decision by them.
Where are the cameras in your car and what are they looking for? A USA Today article. 2018 drivers asked for high-tech onboard cameras and now they're getting them.
And for so what?
Who knows? What are they looking at? Where does that information go? All these questions are, I mean, now that your car's spying.
Yeah, what's it looking at? You while you're driving?
Coming to store shelves, cameras that, quote, guess your age and sex, being that can of soda in the start, are looking at that can of soda in the supermarket cooler, or maybe you're craving a pint of ice cream, a camera could be watching you. Let's just skip that story. I'm in a good, relatively good mood. burdock root benefits, how you can use this powerful plant. Here's a health story. I always run out of health time to do the health stories, and they're usually like them the best.
Yeah, me too.
Global Healing Center. This is from Dr. Group. Today, more and more people are discovering the health benefits of burdock root, particularly for skin, digestion, and detoxification. It has some interesting Trivial Pursuit or Jeopardy facts surrounding it. If you've ever removed a sticky round burr from your clothing after hiking through the forest, there's a good chance you've encountered seeds of the burdock plant. Burdock's indigenous mechanism for seed dispersal was the inspiration for Velcro. However, the plant's roots, not the seeds, pack the most powerful health benefits. 10 benefits of burdock root.
I thought NASA made Velcro.
Well, maybe they used the burdock. I don't know.
Found one.
I don't know.
Attached to them in space.
How to use burdock. Let's just go to how to use burdock. Burdock root is versatile. It can be used in a number of ways, depending on your personal preference. It can be even used as a vegetable and certainly a tea. Hmm. So there you go. Study. Well, another study about glyphosate. You know, Costco, they're not selling Roundup anymore.
Oh, completely gone now?
That's what they said. That's what I've heard. I have not been in a Costco in a while.
That's good.
But that's, yes.
Yeah, we used to go a couple years ago. You have wall-to-wall glyphosate.
Well, even Walmart, you know, we
live. And it had a particular smell, that whole section. If you went back into
it did, didn't it?
It sure did.
I agree
the whole section
yeah.
had a particular chemical smell.
Something
there.
Smelled like death.
I don't know.
That's what
it smelled like. You didn't want to stay there long.
Yeah, it smelled like a funeral home. Yeah. You know, like
embalming
fluid. That's what it smelled like. Study: glyphosate causes multi-generational increases in prostate, ovarian, and kidney diseases by sustainable pulse. I think that kind of speaks for itself.
It
multi-generational. I think the tide is turning.
Oh, yeah, big time.
It's
big
definitely
time.
Turning on abortion.
Yeah.
I mean, you're seeing these states, if there's a heartbeat, there's no abortion. Mississippi, Georgia's debating this. Oh, we never talked about the Abrams, the lady who ran for governor in.
Oh, yeah. That's Georgia.
In Georgia, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Where she said banning abortions would be bad for business.
Bad for business. I mean, how could you say something like that? That's insane.
I'm glad she lost. No matter what you're meeting.
Yeah.
God bless, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Brent Johnson, powerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Stay tuned. So good to be with you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Man of Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.